Welcome, welcome. So if you struggle with marketing, if you struggle with generating quality leads, if you struggle with getting your hands on specialty niche list, maybe you have a challenge when it comes to running comps, not just in your local market, but being able to, like, within seconds, pull and run comps nationally and have access to a national MLS database. If ever wanted to market and curate a list and stack certain filters like liens, bankruptcies, things of that nature, you're really going to get a lot out of today's masterclass episode with my friend Paul Del Pozo. This is episode 492. My name's Alex Pardo. And guys, we actually did a Facebook Live not too long ago. And now's your opportunity to listen to that here on the podcast, where Paul and I spent the first part of the conversation talking about his transition from being a competitive bodybuilder to being a very successful real estate investor and wholesaler. He lives in California. He operates virtually in multiple markets and has created a lifestyle business for himself. Now, one of the key tools in his toolbox has been a system by the name of PropStream. So if you guys have heard of PropStream, you are definitely going to want to listen to this. You guys can actually watch the live video on my Facebook page and on my YouTube channel, but we actually go behind the scenes and Paul reveals and shows how you can actually pull a specialty niche list, how you can stack these different filters, how you can search, and how valuable it is to have all of the information about the property, about are there any foreclosures in the market, who are the cash buyers that are buying in the area, all that at your fingertips. And this is a part of the system that was extremely valuable to us when we were on the phone with sellers, to be able to instantly pull that up on the screen while you were having a conversation with a motivated seller. So we talk about that. We talk about so much more when it comes to wholesaling, building a virtual business, and how to leverage this tool. Now, just so you know, we do share my affiliate link, flipempire.com/PropStream. If you guys want to check it out, it's a free trial. And as an incentive, I'm very, very familiar with the system. So I'm happy to hop on the phone with you for a 15-minute strategy call where we can actually talk about how you can use this tool in your business. Or if you don't want to do that, we could talk about anything that you feel I might be able to help you with, whether it comes to marketing, converting deals, team building, culture, podcasting, building a lifestyle business, creating a vision for your life, and then helping your business enhance that and support that vision and the lifestyle that you want. So anything that you feel I might be able to help you with, I'm happy to do so. If you want to check out PropStream, flipempire.com/PropStream. And without further ado, let's hop into today's masterclass episode.
You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, everyone? You are actually tuned into a live recording here on the Flip Empire show. I got my boy, Mr. Paul Del Pozo. What's going on, my man?
What's going on, man? From coast to coast, man. It's good to talk to you from California to Florida, man. How you doing?
I'm blessed, man. I'm doing well. And it's funny you say that because you moved to California less than 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's actually, we're going on 3 years. So time really flies by.
Wow.
Feels like 2020 was just kind of a weird year, right? So everybody's a little bit blurred about it. But yeah, man, it's been 3 years. I moved from your stomping ground, South Florida, over here to SoCal. So I switched states, but I'm still in the south of them.
Well, man, I love to see you and your family living the life, putting the I think it's like an RV camper on the beach and, like, you know, just living life and taking advantage, man. So I love to see that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, you know, just trying to, you know, like you say, live life, right? Life's beautiful. Yeah. So you try to take in the best parts of it as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, man, honestly, like, I feel so blessed, and I know you are the same, that this business has allowed us to do things like that. It's allowed us to travel and live life on our terms. And so why don't you, with that kind of being, you know, the backdrop, why don't you kind of let people know that are tuning in here, that are watching us live, or maybe even those that listen to this on the podcast in the future, tell a little bit about yourself, just, you know, a couple of minutes, and then what your business looks like today.
Right. Well, thanks, man. Thanks, first of all, for having me on. You know, I've said this to you before offline. You know, your podcast, your channel, your discussions with people have always been an inspiration as I got into this business. But that started about 5 years ago or so, maybe six. It starts to get a little fuzzy there. But, you know, at that point in my life, I was looking to make a change, get into something different. I had started a couple different businesses prior to that. Always had an entrepreneurial kind of spirit or itch, right, if you will. And I found investing, right? I found wholesaling, I found online podcasts and all this sort of stuff. So started getting educated on what it was. And shortly after that, took action. You know, I realized that this real estate thing I saw out there was actually a real thing. Because I got my first deal out there in South Florida over by you. I got my first deal and it became a reality, right? So the real estate bug really bit me. I proved the concept to myself. And then I was all in, right? I kind of started going down this journey of self-improvement, understanding real estate, understanding, you know, the next steps to get to where my dreams were, right? You always have this vision and this plan or this dream in your mind of where you want to go, but how are you going to get there? Right. And finally, I had a vehicle to get me there, start taking the steps to get there. So, you know, you start evolving in the business. I went from, you know, door knocking by myself to, you know, now ultimately running a virtual wholesaling business from across the country. But all along the way, you start kind of growing and learning and developing, figuring out, what kind of business you're trying to build for yourself. Bingo. And you start doing that, right? At first, you kind of do it all. You realize that, you know, maybe everything you're hearing out there is not the ideal for your life, your vision of life. And you start cultivating the team and the business that you want for you. And ultimately for me, it's gotten me to the point where I'm living in California. I'm involved with a real estate software as well. And I built a wholesaling business that works for the kind of life that I like to live, which includes some of what you mentioned, you know, going on the beach and popping up our tent and traveling and, you know, taking days off from work where, you know, sometimes I don't even want to think of work, you know, having that freedom and having that ability to kind of chase my dreams is what real estate's brought me to.
Right. That and everything that's over your left shoulder there, man. I see those amazing pictures. Those are all experiences. Those are all memories. And that's why I find, you know, it's interesting when I have conversations with people, it's usually about how do I make more money? I want to grow. I want to scale. I want to do this. I want to do that. What they really want, what they're saying is they want more time freedom and they want to be happy.
People might not know at first, right? What they really want, you know, they just know they want something different. So you start going down this path. But I think, you know, through the trials and tribulations of growing, you realize what works, what doesn't, what makes you feel good and what makes you feel really, really not so good. And then you kind of evolve and carve out your path that way. Yeah.
Well, brother, I would love to hear. Actually, let's dive a little bit deeper there, because this is a conversation I want to put a loudspeaker behind, so to speak. Right. And I think people ultimately need to find what makes them happy. And I think people need to figure out what kind of business they're truly building. You know, you talk about, you have to figure out what kind of business you wanted, right? Not chasing what you might see on social media or what you might be hearing about. So if you can elaborate a little bit on that, like what gave you the clarity to say, hey, I want a business that I can operate virtually, where I could be living in Florida, I can move to California, I can experience everything that we're seeing on your wall there. How did you gain that clarity on what kind of business fit best for you?
Right. I think it's a combination of circumstance and experience. You know, you get into the business and you start doing everything, right? You take it all the way down to the small level of just being a single person knocking on a door. You know, you get a list, you get a deal, you lock it up, you sell it, you do everything of it, right? And then you figure that out. You go to the next step of how do I do this more often? Mm-hmm. And you start consuming a lot of your time into building something. Along the way, you're either going to be inspired by what you're doing, inspired by the work, inspired maybe by the people that you're hiring, maybe inspired by the difficulty. I know some people that really thrive in difficult situations, right? I know guys that get into these, the craziest deals to get done because they love it. You know, that really, it gets them going, right? But other people like myself, the more difficult, the hairier the deal got, it's more stressful, right? So I started to realize these things, right? And then you start kind of creating business systems and processes to maybe avoid the uncomfortable portions of the business, particular deals or dealing in certain states or certain types of exit strategies don't feel good. And as you you start marching along. You start realizing, well, okay, you know, this is great. You know, the money's coming in. I don't really necessarily need to stress every moment about how I'm going to feed myself and how I'm going to keep everything going. You know, you start to think differently, right? More special, I think, in life when you've struggled for many years, and then you have that point where you're like, holy cow,
that moment
I can breathe, right? I can really breathe for a moment and think what my next step is. And when you get to that point, it's like you start to see what you've built, right? See where you are. And then you start to assess, okay, what are your dreams? What are your goals? Where do you see yourself in a year, 5 years, 10 years? Maybe your family, you know, what's more important to you? I know for some guys, literally work is everything. It empowers them. It gives them drive. It's their sense of who they are. They're that deal crusher, mm-hmm. right? That's what they're known as. That's their entire self right now. And that's totally awesome because that energizes them. It propels them forward. But then on the flip side of that, there are people that really just enjoy being able to provide jobs, consistent yeah. jobs for mm-hmm. their team, right? I know for me during 2020, having my team be able to rely on us to know they always have a seat, right? They always have a place to earn and have a job was really rewarding to me. Right. So I took from that experience and I want to grow on that. Do I want to bring on 15 other people? Do I want the stress of that? Not so much. Do I want to empower the smaller team that I have to reach their bigger goals? Yeah, that really kind of gets my juices full a little bit more. Right. So I think with all that said, Alex, it's really about determining as you develop what's making you feel good, what allows you to do the things that you like. And that might be very abstract. I could sit here and break down the things that give me joy in my life, but that's not necessarily what works for you or the person listening. Correct. You know, you have to assess what is it that you like doing. Yeah. A lot of times people don't even know because they're so caught up on the grind every day of trying to get money, trying to get a deal, trying to get to the next deal. They don't really know what they like. What's their soul make them feel happy about,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, man, I can relate so much to what you're saying. And it's so true that people just get caught up in the grind and the hustling of deal after deal after deal. And then what happens is you wake up 1 year, 2 year, 3 years later, and you look back and you're like, something's missing. I know for me, that was the case in 2019. I felt like, I feel like there's something that I'm just, even though there's some success and making money and all this stuff, there's a little bit of a lack of fulfillment, at least what I went through. And so it becomes a self-awareness game. Really, it's like, dude, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What makes you happy? Do more of what makes you happy. And if you can kind of find that point where they converge and you can do something that makes you happy and you make money, you just double and triple down on that. So,
and you know, Alex, it's one of those things where it's even thinking as you're saying this now, having the thought of this kind of conversation, you know, years ago, I would never have been able to connect and understand how can I not be happy doing this, like chasing deals, getting deals done, having success. Not that I'm not, but like, how is that not rewarding? Because at the time, that's all you want to do. But ultimately, you get to the place where it's, okay, we're here, we're doing this task, this objective that we had, this goal we got here. And now things look a little bit different, or now that I'm here, I need to take this in a different direction.
Right. And man, it's human nature. And that's why it's so important. You know, years ago, I learned the importance of just figuring out how to enjoy the ride, how to enjoy the journey. The destination is very, very short lived. At least it has been for me. You finally get to a certain point of the mountain. You feel like you've reached it. And then you look around, you're like, all right, now what? You know what I mean? So
got to go to the next mountaintop. But that mountaintop isn't necessarily always in business, right? I mean, look, everything we do, 100. Our conversations are generally, you know, around business. But that next mountaintop could be many other things, right? So that's what, fortunately, real estate and self-improvement gets you. It gets you on that right path so you can finally start taking these steps to those next, you know, those next mountaintops.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, I want to kind of transition the conversation now to like marketing and lead gen and data and how to get more deals. Because obviously, like when I think of PropStream, you're the first person I think of. And I don't know anybody that knows the system better than you. And it's a tool and it's a system that has kind of taken our industry by storm because, man, I remember when I got started, probably the first 10, 12, 15 years, it was so challenging to get like specialty niche list and to get access to be able to run comps in certain parts of the country. And you guys have made it all very, very easy and streamlined. So you and I are part of a number of masterminds, and inevitably the conversation always shifts to marketing. How do we generate more high quality leads?
Right.
How do we convert those leads into appointments, into deals? And like, I'm telling you, man, all the masterminds I've been a part of, if we don't spend hours on that one subject, it's a shock. It's a surprise. So let's kind of take the conversation there, man. Give us the macro. You know, what are your thoughts on just marketing now in 2021 for real estate investors? What are you seeing big picture? And then we can start to kind of drive in, tool into how PropStream can really help us.
Right. Well, marketing being the lifeline of what we do, you know, essentially as a wholesale business, we're a marketing business, right? We need to generate leads, and there's multiple channels. And those of us that have been in the business long enough know that, you know, these channels, some of them get hot, some of them get cold, right. But there's always a cycle of marketing channels that are the thing in the moment. What I've seen over the last couple of years, we've seen the evolution of like texting, outbound texting marketing. That's been very hot. But as we see, as more people come into a certain channel, it starts to change, right? Conversion rates aren't the same. The cost per leads, those adjust. So we've seen over the end of 2020, that start to be affected a bit. I think also because the carriers out there have started to get a little bit wiser. Not to say it's not a great channel, because it absolutely is, but the dynamics of the channels do change. Yeah. With that said, you have, you know, your stable direct mail. I remember when I got into the business some time back, direct mail just wasn't effective for me. It was very expensive. A lot of people were doing it. You go to appointments in South Florida, literally a stack, you know, big Mac thick of yellow cards. You know, but that too has a cycle. And in different markets, of course, will respond differently, but there'll be periods of years where direct mail might be more effective. It's just a natural balance of marketing out there. And as marketers, right, we need to get into these various different channels and test them out, figure out what works for us, not necessarily what's working, but what works for us, right? Correct. Because we each have a business, we each have systems and processes that makes, you know, A through Z function. And is our business set up in a way where we can handle the volume or handle the leads that come in? A lot of times that I've seen, you know, over the years, or investors that get in, they get leads, they spend money on leads, they make their first drop or their first contact, whatever response comes out, maybe they get a deal, maybe not, maybe it generates a handful of leads, but there is an additional follow-up, right? So, you know, the old thing we always say, follow-up isn't the gold. I mean, that's never been more true. So that's super important, regardless of the marketing channel that you're in. So if you're texting, continue your follow-up. People are gonna always ask, how many times? Well, depends on who you speak to, right? Some guys will tell you 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times.
Until they tell you to go kick rocks, man.
Exactly, or they disappear. I'm of the school, just hit them until they tell you no, or they hit you back, right? Man. So that's the deal for us. I want to contact anybody that has some interest in selling either now or possibly in the future. You know, let your marketing system, let your follow-up system kind of do the work. If it's not, build that up, because that's really essential. You know, right now we get deals done that are a year and a half, 2 years in our CRM. You know, it's been sitting there. Our lead manager just follows up with all these leads, and, you know, eventually they're going to go. My thought on that is, if at some point somebody's kind of kicking around the idea of selling, very cold lead, but it's in their head, right? Mm-hmm. As that time, and as we know, years really start to fly by, you know, that if you're consistent on your follow-up, before you know it, a year, two, 3 years pass by, and maybe that person that's had that little seed of selling has evolved into this giant, you know, pressure on them, right? I want to be there as soon as they're ready to make that decision. We've had people that tell us, listen, you guys are the most persistent and the friendliest people we've ever spoken to, right? Okay. Follow-up is one thing, but also having a good level of communication and how that's interpreted by who you speak to. You know, people leave reviews and people are always complaining about everybody these days. So if you can reach out and be extremely nice, right? That's our thing in our business. Be the nice guys. Leave that memory behind of that nice conversation, nice moment, nice experience, right? So that's our mission. So we just keep following up, keep touching on all these leads that we generate. And then, you know, just keep working them, man, until you get these deeds deals done. As far as lists and really kind of niching that down, again, it goes back to what is your business currently doing right now and what can it handle? You know, if you deploy 50,000 leads, I'm just throwing out a number. If you deploy either texting or mail and you get a ton of responses, can you handle it? You know, are you calling people back? Are you letting it go to voicemail? Are you fumbling that? Those little parts right there and perfecting that sort of stuff so you can have immediate response makes a huge difference. And those are the kinds of things that you have to be aware of as you kind of refine your business so that there is no bumpy periods. There is no stress to work. I'm sorry. There is less stress, right?
There's less stress. Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. No, and it's all about being very intentional about how you scale your marketing, right? If you and I are in a little rowboat, dude, as funny as that may appear in some people's minds, and we grab buckets and we start like throwing it into the rowboat, that's the equivalent of like at some point, if we're not able to, like if the boat's not big enough and it just takes on too much water, it's going to capsize. It's going to tip over. And that's what happens when some people, when they want to go crazy with their marketing, but do they have the team, the infrastructure, the people to be able to handle and process those leads? And dude, I was talking on another podcast this morning. The most expensive lead that you have is the one you don't have. Too many people are focused on new marketing and not paying enough attention to their existing leads in their pipeline. When most people I talk to, a good 70 to 90% of their deals come from the follow-up. So why are we devoting all this time, energy, and attention towards new marketing when you have a bunch of quality leads in your system? You just got to continue to follow up. And I'm not suggesting don't keep marketing. Obviously, that's important. But just focusing all of our energy towards new marketing, I think you're missing a big part of the boat.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are attracted to the low-hanging fruit, of course, right? Aren't we all? I mean, what's nicer than dropping a campaign and immediately getting a deal? That's fantastic. But that's also harder, right? Because that's new communication, new contacts, you know, that you're pulling in. But also, when you get into the follow-up, I see like people just get totally freaked out about following back up with people, you know, some time down the road, or they, for some reason, they don't think that people's minds change. So definitely getting back in there and touching and finding out what's going on is so important.
Absolutely, brother. So, hey, for the people that are not familiar with PropStream, maybe haven't even like peeked under the hood. I don't know if you can share your screen. I'd love to kind of dive in there and let's go through like what's the hype about when it comes to PropStream. And by the way, guys, so at the bottom of the screen there, just full transparency, I have my affiliate link, flipempire.com/PropStream. You guys can test drive this thing. We use it in our business. It's an incredible, incredible tool. I wouldn't be recommending it if it wasn't something that I believed in. So what I want to do here is I want to bring up Paul's screen because I'm very familiar with this system, but even I don't know this thing up and down the way Paul does. So hopefully you guys can see this on your screen, but walk us through big picture. Like, what are some of the key benefits of the system?
Oh, I'll keep it real simple, right? Because this tool could either be for a newbie, beginner, person literally trying to get their first deal, or somebody that has a business and they have, you know, a team and they're comping multiple leads. Essentially, what it is it's a tool, a real estate investor's tool, where you can throw in a property address, find out everything about the property, find out its value, find out taxes, find out physically what the property is made of, comps, and everything that you could think of or about it and everything around it. Super important, right? Because as investors, what do? We're looking at properties and we're making, you know, running numbers and coming up with offers to you know, to put out and get deals. So that's super important for the daily activity, right? The daily access of PropStream. We also allow you to create marketing lists, right? We were just talking about marketing being the bloodline of the business. Here you can go in by, you know, market or general area that you're in and create a list, a very wide list if you want. Maybe you want to reach out to all the landlords in an entire county, you know, single family homes in your entire county. Or maybe you just want to reach out to a niche of folks that owe money, maybe in pre-foreclosure and also have some liens attached to their property. It all goes back to the question, you know, the conversation we've been having about marketing. What are you able to handle right now? Maybe you're a single guy, maybe really 50 leads is enough. You know, grind through those 50 leads, knock on doors, mail, do whatever you have to do, call them and work on that. Maybe you've evolved, right? And you scaled up and now you can handle 50,000 leads. You're marketing to an entire county. Whatever that may be and everything in between, we're able to pull that up here in PropStream. So let me kind of dive in here. Let's go to familiar familiar grounds for you. Well, actually for me, because I used to live in Broward. Yeah. But let's just imagine, let me pick a random property here. Let's go for this guy. So we're doing marketing, right? Maybe you make contact, or your acquisitions manager or your lead manager makes contact with somebody. You're starting to, you know, understand the property, is trying to have dialogue with the seller, conversation begins, and now you want to verify some of that stuff. Throw in that property address, and we get, boom, a whole window of everything you can imagine. Estimated value, kind of like your quick and dirty number. You know, sometimes, you know, you speak to a seller, and they're like, yeah, I want $1 million for my property. Well, you know, you know, looking at the estimated value.
Never heard that one before, right? Yeah, that doesn't happen. Right?
Like, so, you know, the quick and dirty, you know, you're way off the mark, but maybe somebody's telling you they want about, you know, 275, quick and dirty number. We know we're kind of in the ballpark. We are kind of verifying all the stuff that a seller might tell us, either in an appointment or on the phone these days. All the ownership, all the property characteristics. We have mailing address, owner's information. I mean, you name it, the things that we need to be able to get a hold of a seller or understand about the property that a seller's talking to us about is right here in this window. We see the who, what, where of the last transactions. We understand if the property's on market, if it is, how many days, description, has it been on and off the market? This is really helpful in understanding why somebody, you know, sometimes we get these leads of people that have listed, it's been on and off the market for a year and a half. And this gives us an understanding why it was priced way too high. Maybe the agent they had no idea how to sell this beat up home, you know, things like that.
That's all super valuable intel, by the way, super valuable.
Aside from that, we have what I think is like mega power in here is the ability to look at comps. And we have a lot of information for you to kind of take a look at. But most importantly, we have public record and MLS data. You could look at it together. You could look at it separate. You might ask, hey, Paul, why do you have these separate here? Well, you know, public record has a set of data that obviously gets recorded. MLS transactions do get recorded in the public record, but there's a timing discrepancy, right? Mm-hmm. Something that sells on MLS might not necessarily show up in public record for a while, or maybe a cash transaction that just happened doesn't show up on MLS. You know, that sort of way, we give you the ability to really just have a full understanding of what's going on around that property. So you come in here, man, you use your filter set to find the most like properties, because, you know, that's what a comp is. We're trying to find the property that's the most identical to the one in question, right? Because that's going to give you the fair value with selling around that immediate area.
Correct.
So we look at public record. You know, we could look at MLS. We could look at what's sold on MLS recently. We could also look at what's active. This is helpful for us, maybe if we're buying in a community or an area that we've never bought in. So we can take a look at, you know, what is listed in that area and what does it look like? So we can go in here. Well, this looks like they're selling cars. So this might be an bad example. But nonetheless, we can look at the pictures and understand what that property looks like. Yeah. You know, is it a house that's fully rehabbed? Are they asking, you know, top market price? Does it merit that price? Just right. Bits of information that help us in making our assessment in moving the lead or moving the deal further down our process.
And let me tell you, man, when we were marketing to motivated sellers, one of the things that was extremely beneficial for us was when we actually had them on the phone, the fact that we can pull this up on the screen while we're on the headset and I saw my lead manager, I saw my team actually working the leads and being able to pull up all the information real time, just it sped up the process. You know what I mean? Versus the old school way of having to log into the MLS. The MLS is a little bit clunkier. We may not have access, especially if you're doing deals virtually. We didn't personally have access to MLS in other markets. So this just made it extremely easy for us.
And you'll see, I mean, this makes it really easy to not just work your local market, which, you know, we'll discuss in a second, but really being able to look at the entire country as a market, right? Not really being constrained by, you know, your local boundaries. Maybe those that are new in the business can't even comprehend how do you do a deal from 3,000 miles away. But it's actually a lot easier than you think, especially with tools like our PropStream here. So in addition to running comps, you know, what else might you be looking or what else might you try to find out about a property? Maybe your neighbor, right? You're trying to figure out who the neighbor is because he's the key to maybe another buyer, maybe the key to the owner, right? Maybe it's the owner's brother's cousin or something, right? Anyway, we're able to find anybody immediately around us. We're able to find all the cash transactions that have happened around our subject property. I use this by coming in here really quickly and sorting this by date. And I take a quick glance at what's the volume of cash transactions around the subject property. Obviously, in these Florida markets, there's a lot of transactions, a lot of properties that are bought and sold. But in other markets, right, where the volume isn't as high, you might want to take a look, because if no cash transactions have happened for 2 years, might be tough to sell that one, right? So that's one way we look at this. And also the rest of these tabs all the way down are really just a snapshot of this subject around the subject property, right? So foreclosures around it, bank-owned properties, or properties that have liens around this property. Really a snapshot to see what kind of other opportunities around there. So when I told you everything about the property and everything around it, literally, man, we have everything here, right? But like we mentioned, it's not just Florida. You can, let's go here really quick. Let's go somewhere else.
While you're pulling up another city and state, one of the things that I've been really, really impressed with, and I continue to be impressed, is the quality of the data. Dude, it's accurate, you know, and one of the things that I think people don't realize is they don't ever try to go cheap on the data, right? If you're going to use this data to market and to get in front of the right people, you shouldn't be looking for the cheapest data. You should be looking for the highest quality data.
Yeah, highest quality data, you know, what updates, you know, we have multiple data sets that are fed into the platform. You know, we're literally, the feedback we get from investors, I myself being an active investor, you know, part of our meetings is really discussing how we use it in our business, but really getting the feedback from other investors out there have let us kind of build and carve this out to what we see now. So look, we were just in Florida a second ago. How many times you had a lead, Alex, that says, hey, I have a second house, or I have another house in another state? And maybe in the past, you kind of just throw your hands up, or maybe call so-and-so you met at a mastermind and say, hey, you want this lead, or you want to maybe JV or something. Well, literally now you could just run it like normal. You know, we close over the phone. I know some folks out there do, and I think a good big trend this past year was people switching over to that because of, you know, COVID and those things. Yep. So if you're, you know, closing over the phone, here's the opportunity to be able to do the same thing. We can look at value, you know, very drastic difference from Broward to Orange County here. But nonetheless, we have all the information we need, right? We know, you know, what the property is, who bought it, the taxes, anything like that. We can go in here and look at our comps, start running our comps, figure out what everything looks like around it, or maybe what things look like that are being sold right around it, and really make our intelligent decision of what our number needs to be and what our offer needs to be based on the activity around it. So, I mean, it's super powerful, man, to be able to look at not just your local market, you know, somewhere. And I know sometimes we run into situations where, you know, maybe lead channels, you know, we were discussing this earlier, maybe lead channels are slowing up or changing. And you want to look at other opportunity elsewhere.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You know, maybe you got a intel from somebody at a mastermind that said, hey, over in Colorado Springs, something's going down, you know, take a look. Or, you know, somewhere in Kansas City, anywhere in the country, we can dial in, look at cities, right? Let's go into Kansas City.
Yeah.
Look at any property down here and see what's going on. We can also create our list. Let's do that in here in Kansas City, but let's find a house first. Of course, I found downtown, all downtown.
If you go over to Independence, we were in Kansas City last year meeting with one of the borrowers that we work with. But actually, yeah, there you go.
There we go. Zoomed in. So here we go. Here we are in Kansas City. We're looking, you know, again, it's so interesting to see the values, you know, from one coast to the next and everything in between. This is a $52,000 house. But now maybe we realize, hey, this is where I want to set up shop. I want to start sending marketing. I want to text. I want to maybe call. I want to maybe send direct mail, all the above, whatever that is. You're going to start making contact out there. But let's go and let's search for this area. Let's go in here and we're going to create a list in Kansas City. Let's just do the city, not the zip code. And we're going to start marketing out, right? So we'll come in here. We'll go into filter and we start building our list based on the kind of properties that we're looking for. We're looking for single families. You know, maybe you are looking for condos. Maybe you are looking for multifamily. But in this example, we're going to look at single families that are not on market, that are individually owned. And for this example, I do this because I want to be able to save this list and then skip trace it and then get their number immediately. LLCs won't return you the results if you kind of run it the same way. Mm-hmm. They're possible to get, and that's something that we're actually doing, but it's a bit more involved, if you will. And then maybe let's add some equity, right? You want some meat on the bone, 50%.
So I just think back while you're doing this, I think back to like the first decade. I wish I had a tool like this at my fingertips.
Value, let's go estimated value, 100,000, right? So that very basic kind of standard list. This is going to give you a good idea of what's going on in the city. Let that. So we have 21,000 properties that are of this basic criteria. Does your marketing allow you to target, you know, indiscriminately to all of this? Maybe. If not, you certainly want to shrink this down a little bit, right? To the size list that you can manage correctly.
I see really quick there. I see on the left-hand side, like you got pre-foreclosure and bank owned. You got lien, bankruptcy, divorce status, all the way to the left.
Yes. So yeah. These are all the categories of these different types of, conditions, if you will. In addition to that, we have them available in quick list. A couple different ways to do the same thing, but these quick lists, essentially with this basic criteria we have, we can just drop, let's say pre-foreclosures on top of that. Or instead of pre-foreclosures, maybe we want properties that have liens. This one's interesting because if we look at, let's take a random property here. If we take a look at it, it's got a lien details tab. And it tells you it's they owe the city, right? City tax lien for unpaid water, $3,800. In that market, $3,800 might be a good indicator. In some other markets, maybe Orange County, $3,800 isn't really a good indicator of motivation. Mm-hmm. So these are things that you could filter out right in the area that you mentioned. So let's go to liens, go to lien amount, and let's say at a minimum, let's say 5,000, right? So just add a little bit more substance there.
Yeah, and to narrow the list down too.
Exactly. So now we only have 111, but maybe this is perfect, right? Because maybe you're a single guy and you're out there and you're knocking doors or you're texting, you're calling all day yourself. This list is manageable, right? Are you going to be able to follow this up and do it religiously every day, every week, every month, right? Yep. So here, let's just look at this quick since I showed you this one. Let's go to lien details. 2,100. What do we have? A minimum? Didn't we have a minimum here? Let's see. Liens. 5,000. That one slipped through. Lien amount. Okay, so here, 77, 56, 27,000, 9,000. I mean, these are ones that have potential motivation. I'm a big fan of this lien list. In general, I'm a big fan of any list that people owe money. You know, if people owe money, you know, there's a strong chance that they might run into some financial issue, especially in this crazy, you know, time that we've been going through these last 12 months. You know, so that's a good indicator for me. That might not be for you, right? So you might want to kind of just get very filtered down. Maybe you're looking for, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Sorry to interrupt you. I was just going to ask. I'm curious. I know this is going to vary from, you know, investor to investor, market to market, but of all the users you guys have, what are the top like couple of lists that seem to be the most popular that people are having a lot of success with?
Right. I mean, right off the bat, I'd suggest liens. That's always great. Obviously pre-foreclosures, that's a true and true tested, you know, list out there. From there, really, it's about kind of just slicing down to the type of property, right? You know, people talk about your avatar. What is it? You know, what kind of property are you really having success with? You know, so you could add some of that stuff like criteria. You know, you're not buying from people that bought just last year. You know, maybe at a minimum, it's people that bought 10 years ago, mm-hmm. right? So you keep filtering to really accommodate to what you are able to sell. Because I know a lot of times people get properties on the contract and they're not ones they can sell. They end up kind of kicking it around for a bit, struggling to sell it because it's out of their wheelhouse. You know, maybe they don't have buyers that are buying $1 million properties or $5,000 property, whatever that is, right? So really understanding what your focus is, what your target is, mm-hmm. dialing it up here, maybe adding a bit of some distress, either liens or pre-foreclosure. But on the flip side of that, Alex, you know, folks sometimes want a broader list. How about non-owner occupants? How about landlords, right? Landlords right now, you know, some across the country have had issues with tenants. That was our idea this year in our marketing. So we started reaching out to folks, you know, landlords, second homeowners. So in this case, same criteria that we had before, but these are non-owner occupants. Much smaller list, but this is a person that owes money. They don't live there. You know, maybe it's worth a call or a contact.
Absolutely love this, man. Love it. And you were talking about earlier, Paul, about how you can save the list. I like the fact that you can just slice and dice and carve this up, the data, however you want it. And then boom, you can just quickly save it so that then you can send it over to have skip traced.
Yeah. You know, obviously there's a lot here, right? This is data. I think we've done a pretty good job in making it as you know, attractive or as sexy as possible when speaking of data. The filters, right? There's a lot of options. you know, a lot of people get into the platform and play with the switches a bit until they really know, okay, you know, really what are the things that we're looking at? What have we had success? What should we explore? And that's kind of how they start expanding or really learning how to dial in the list building tool in here.
Yeah, very cool. Well, guys, just so that you know, if you guys have any questions about the system, and or whether it's marketing, whether it's, you know, creating a lifestyle business, anything really that we've discussed today or anything that might be on your mind, we got some time here. We got about another 5 to 15 minutes if you guys want to do some Q&A. Otherwise, Paul, man, really appreciate you just diving into the system, because I know sometimes, man, I'm skeptical of like testing something out just because, like, I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if the quality, if the data is quality. And my experience has been everything but that, man. The quality has been amazing.
Let me show you and let's show the audience, and I'll try to be as descriptive as possible. For those that are listening, you want to come in here. Obviously, we're looking for homes, right? But we need the back end of the business, which is our buyers. Do you want to create a buyers list, a cash buyers list? That's something that you can create here as well. You go in here, create the basic profile of the property. You know, what kind of cash buyers are you looking for? So I would go in, create single family homes of a certain, let's see, characteristics. Ownership info. Here we go. A certain size, maybe. Your buyers, are they ones that are buying, you know, one ones? Maybe not. Maybe you can filter that out, whatever that may be. But then simply just go into the cash buyers, right? And then maybe ownership info. Let's do a minimum or a maximum of 2 years. So these are cash transactions in Broward County that have happened in the last 2 years. Of course, we could filter this down a little further, but on a very broad sense, we have 4,000. This is a good campaign here. I'm reaching out, making contact, finding out what that cash buyer does. Maybe they are a professional, you know, like us or those listening to this. Maybe they're just an occasional, you know, recreational investor. Somebody's watching a lot of rehab shows, whatever it may be. I think this is a good idea to create these cash buyer lists and really, you know, reach out, you know, touch base and find out what's going on. Maybe they'll buy that next deal from you, or maybe they have something to sell, right? They have 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 properties. They're looking to sell, right? So there's tons of opportunity there on that.
And Paul, one of the things that just a quick tip for those of you guys. So pick one of those properties. Hopefully the owner's an LLC. One of the things that we were doing with our virtual assistant. So there you go. Cash flow properties. Actually, know who that is. That's my buddy Camilo. That's so funny that you bring that one up. So in this particular case, he's actually going to get a free plug here. But, you know, I would have my virtual assistant go and we'd pull up the cash transactions. And then nowadays, what's incredible, Paul, usually not every single time, but I would probably say 60, 70% of the time with a 1 to 2 minute Google search, you can find the owner of this company and their contact information, or you might find their social media. I mean, literally within 2 to 3 minutes, 60 to 70% of the time, you can get in direct contact with the owner of that property and it doesn't take that long. So
I had my team doing that exact same thing. We go through LLCs and much easier than you think sometimes to get the contact info. Let me show you one gem right now. So we have this LLC here. You see this little link property tab? Mm-hmm. If we click on it, this is a bad example. Unfortunately, that's what happens when you're live, right? But if there were all right other properties associated to that primary property address, it would list that, right? So let's look at another one really quick. This is really helpful in understanding what else they have going on. Again, another bad example. Let's spin the magic wheel and see if I have more luck here. There we go. Exactly. So here we have at least, 13 properties that are linked to this LLC, Pearls of Fortune. So they're getting a free plug here as well. But they have these properties. Maybe they're looking to get rid of these, right? Maybe they're looking to liquidate them. Maybe they're looking to buy more. But now we understand kind of the level of, you know, buyer. What level are they at? Are they active? Are they buying a ton of stuff or not really, right? This is really important. We actually rolled this in not too long ago, so I'm pretty stoked about this.
That is pretty cool, man. Awesome, brother. Awesome. Is there anything, again, there's only so much we can do on a kind of a live demo here, but just at a just high level, anything else maybe we haven't touched on that you find a lot of you guys users are tapping into?
It's one of those things that everybody uses tools slightly different. It's really just understanding, you know, what you need, you know, what tools you need. I think everybody's seen here how fast we're able to get information, various types of information, and also how do you implement this into your current process, right? Maybe this is going to take the place of something, or maybe not. Maybe in addition to MLS, because your whole world is set up on that, maybe in addition to MLS, you have this now, which gives you the access to everywhere else, right? Where does it fit in? Where does it plug in? When you understand that sort of stuff, you know, You know, it's funny. When you started the episode, you said, you know, I don't know anybody that knows PropStream better than Paul. Well, I would argue with that. I have a whole team behind me that actually knows PropStream much better than I do. Okay. And we have live webinars, you know, weekly, where you can go in there and with your own unique situation, maybe you're looking for a certain type of property, yep. or maybe you're, you know, whatever that activity may be, we can get that answered live for you. And it's always ongoing, you know, and things right. and issues and problems always come up. So, you know, we give you the opportunity to connect with us and, you know, have our beautiful customer support team give you assistance on that.
I love it, man. Well, hey, brother, really, really appreciate the time and you kind of walking us through this. Guys, just as an incentive, if you guys want to test out the system, I'm happy to hop on a 15-minute strategy call with you guys. We can focus on how you can use PropStream in your business. I'm very, very familiar with it. Or we could talk about anything else that you think I might be able to help you with. So, you know, whether that be marketing, team building, culture, conversions, you know, podcasting, lifestyle design. I mean, whatever you guys think I might be able to help you with, I'd love to hop on a call with you. It's not a sales call or disguised as a sales call, nothing like that. I genuinely just want to help you. So if you guys want to try out the system, flipempire.com/PropStream. And that'll be it, man. Paul, really appreciate it, brother. Thank you for the time, man. Thank you. This has been super, super helpful. And I really enjoyed, especially the first half of our conversation, which was just about, it's been great to watch you grow over the course of the last 5-6 years. I remember when we first connected when you were in Broward and to where you are now, just kind of living your life, man, and just life on your terms. I mean, that's what this business can do for you.
Yeah, well, thanks, Alex. You know, like I said to you in the beginning, you know, you've been a source of inspiration. So, I tell anybody out there that's, you know, maybe starting, just keep marching forward, right? Keep listening to podcasts like these, keep asking questions. You know, anything is possible, really. You know, what do you want and what are the steps and repetitions in getting to those steps? Make it happen and you can live the life that you want, guys.
Yep, I love it. So guys, if you have any questions, a couple different ways, you can actually comment here. This will obviously be saved on my Facebook. You can comment. I'll circle back and answer any questions that you guys might have. I'm sure Paul can chime in as well. Or just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. This will get repurposed on the Flip Empire show. So you can either go to my Facebook page or you can catch it at some point in the next month or so. And just genuinely appreciate the ones that have tuned in for the Facebook Live portion. And if you happen to be listening to this on the podcast or maybe watching it on YouTube, just reach out if there's anything I can do for you. So have an amazing, amazing day, guys. And Paul, my man, keep crushing, brother. Dude, one of those days I got to go out there and lift with you, my man. So
let's go, man. I'm waiting for you. Get over here. Let's do this.
All right, dude. Have a great one, man. Take care, everyone.
Take care, Alex.
My friend, one last thing. If you got value out of that episode or any previous episodes, it would be my honor. I would be extremely grateful if you would share this with a friend, share this with somebody who you think might benefit. It's my mission, my purpose, and my cause through Flip Empire and through this show to touch as many lives as possible, to impact people and help them in their lives and in their businesses. So I would be extremely grateful if you'd be willing to share this episode with somebody. And either way, I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Have a great day.